Turn with me in the Word of God today to the book of Luke chapter 4, and I'm going to read from verse 23 through verse 29. And I want to talk to you for a few moments about a prophet for you. A prophet for you. Jesus was a prophet for our times. Not just the Son of Man, not just the Messiah, not just the healer, not just the God who came to become the sacrifice lamb and propitiation for my sins, but he was the prophet for our times and is today. But I want to personalize this message to you today and let you know that that prophet is for you today. There is a prophet for you, and it's Jesus Christ, and he wants to speak to your life today. In the past few weeks, I've been going through some challenges after the accident I went through, and physically the difficulties, etc., and the pain. But I want you to know there's been a prophet who has spoken to my heart. There's a God who's taken me aside and re-educated me and touched my heart in some ways and helped me to take some of this time of difficulty and tragedy and turn it around for something good. And I've seen the testimony of the Lord in it and have been able to testify of the miraculous safety of God in the midst of a difficult situation where, in no uncertain terms, I should have lost my life. Struck by a drunk driver, my car totally made into a sardine can, and myself barely getting out of the car, it was a miracle. I might have been cut, I might have looked in bad shape, but God preserved me. And I'm going through some residue of injury, but it is not near as bad as what it could have been. I shouldn't be here talking with you right now. But there is a prophet. There is a Savior. And he continues to want to use me as he wants to minister through you. And he has sent us for a purpose into our communities and has placed us in strategic locations. But we have to be able to listen and to learn and to grow in the Spirit and to listen to the voice of the Lord. Turn with me to Luke chapter 4, verse 23. A prophet for you. Then Jesus said to them, "Undoubtedly, you will quote this saying to me, 'Doctor, heal yourself. Do here in your hometown what we've heard you did in Capernaum.'" And he said, "I assure you that no prophet is welcome in the prophet's hometown. And I can assure you that there were many widows in Israel during Elijah's time, when it didn't rain for 3.5 years, and there was a great food shortage in the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them." Did you hear that? To none of them. But only to a widow in a city of Zarephath, in the region of Sidon. The man of God wasn't sent to help a widow in Israel, but a widow in Sidon. Verse 27, "There were also many persons with skin diseases in Israel during the time of the prophet Elisha, but none of them were cleansed." None of them. Instead, Naaman the Syrian was healed. He was cleansed. When they heard this, everyone in the synagogue was filled with anger. I guess I can sense why. They rose up and ran him out of town. They led him to the crest of the hill on which their town had been built so that they could throw him off the cliff. But he passed through the crowd and went on his way. A prophet for you. I want you to know Jesus wants to speak to you today. He wants to reach out to you today. And you are special to him. And if you'll have an open heart to God and you call upon the Lord and you're in a place to receive the word of the Lord, he can minister to you. But if you're just caught up in going through the motions, if you know that charismatic, Pentecostal, Episcopalian, Baptist thing and you kind of just know how to go about doing your religious thing and miss out on hearing, knowing, conversing, have an intimate relationship with the Lord, then you're going to miss out on a lot, and you're going to also miss out on the mission, the purpose, and his calling in life, and also the blessings and the miracles that he has for you, just like he did for the women in Zarephath with provision, and like he did with Naaman in the healing of the body. There is a prophet for you, Jesus, who wants to minister in your heart and life today. Too many times we go through the motions. Too many times we just know how to get things done. The uniqueness, the freshness of the work of God, salvation, the grace of God is just not there for us. But Jesus wants to be real to you. He wants you to grow in the grace and the knowledge of God. And he wants to provide for you and minister to you. But you've got to be able to listen to him. You've got to be able to be in that right place. You've got to repose sometimes in the presence of God. We need to do sometimes what the old-fashioned preachers used to understand. We need to pray through. And we need to renew ourselves in the things of God. Sometimes we get saved and touched and blessed by the Holy Ghost. But we don't get transformed. We don't get illuminated. We don't get understanding. God wants to do that for you in your personal life. I want to read you a story I read recently in the Magnificat. It's a devotional and has various parts of liturgy in it, which I enjoy in my daily devotions. And there's a story given actually today in today's Magnificat concerning the prophet rejected, and I want to read it to you, that minister to my spirit. If someone receives a special call from Jesus and starts growing towards a greater love and compassion, to a deeper life of prayer in the community, there will come a moment when he or she begins to reveal the mediocrity of others, and thus becomes dangerous. Folks, Jesus became dangerous to those in his time and day. His ministry was unique, it was powerful, and it was dangerous to those who wanted to continue in mediocrity. Prophets were always killed in Jerusalem because they were dangerous. They make people ask questions about their own mediocrity, but they are unwilling to face them and ask to seek change. A community can become a place of death, just as it can become a place of life. Bonding can stifle and bring death, just as it can bring life. That is why Jesus is very subtle, calling people to community, but then sending them off to announce the good news. Community is also a mission. There is only the possibility of real growth in a community, in your life, as a person, if you deeply respect the Holy Spirit and understand personal development. We continually need to have before us the challenge of our mission. We are not in community just to protect ourselves. We are not even there just to protect our own little personal spiritual lives. We're in the church to minister and to be a blessing for people in pain. We have a message to give, and we have a message to receive. We have a mission, and if we are not a people of mission, then the community is in danger of closing up and of dying, because it's not fulfilling its purpose and allowing the prophet to come to you, to minister through you, to touch the heart God wants to reach out to today, minister to you personally today, helping you to elevate from the spirit of mediocrity and being challenged to fly as wings as eagles in excellence and grace in the power of God. Of course, for Christians, the greatest is becoming the one who humbles themselves to the Lord, not looking for elevation, but looking for understanding and an intimate, deeper walk with Christ. In that mystical union with God, we are called to be a people of freedom because we've received the Holy Spirit, and Jesus is our friend, wanting to lead us closer to the bosom of God and recognize the work that he wants to do within and throughout our hearts and our lives as we humble ourselves before him. I challenge you today. Do you want to continue in mediocrity? Do you want to continue with just going through the motions? Do you want to continue with just going to church? Are you satisfied with that? Do you want to know him? Do you want the prophet to minister to you? He can go out of his way to do that, just like he did with the woman in Zarephath, and Naaman in ministering to his body. He can do it outside the lines of the periphery of what would be considered the religious culture of the day. He can minister. It doesn't matter. And he cares and he loves you if you'll just give him the opportunity. The prophet wants to be with you today. Will you give him a chance? Will you give God the chance to minister to you, heal, touch, strengthen, reform, transform your life, and minister as well to those about you with humbleness, grace, and love, and see a world affected by the prophet that has visited you? Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you for ministering to us this word. And I pray that you'd help us to receive and to grow from it. And I pray that, God, you would anoint us to have ears to hear what you want to speak to our hearts. And help us to find that place that we can shut things aside enough to know the voice of the Lord, to hear from the Lord, and to go forth in the power of the Holy Spirit. And God, tearing aside those things in our life that keep us from the Lord, and the chains that try to bind us and keep us from moving in the direction that God can see us walk in the liberty wherewith Christ has set us free. Not free to sin, not free to do those things that are not God's character, but to walk in the Spirit and to be beholden to the grace and the reflection in the image and the life of Christ. God, minister today to that person who says, hey, who am I? But they can be special in God's eyes because they can be a willing participant in the plan of God. Lord, minister. Touch their plans. Touch their pursuits. Minister to them, O God. And help them, God, as they pursue you to see the right motivation and to see the Jesus in them come alive and miracles in their hearts and lives. We thank you and praise you for this day and thank you for the work that you're doing in each and every one of our hearts. Forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of our trepidation. Cleanse us through the blood of Christ and help us to walk in the fullness of you today. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you enjoyed today's message. I pray it ministered to you. I want you to know that you can always reach us here at the ministry. Please touch base with us. We'd love to hear from you. Visit us at cgmfinc.weebly.com or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. We want God to minister to you. Touch base with our ministry this week. Let God bless you. And I pray that this word would become real to you in a very special way this week. And let me know if it has. Email me at that email address, cgmfinc@gmail.com. I want to hear from you, and I want God to bless you today in Jesus' name. Thank you for being with us on the prayer line.